Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January the 10th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a quarter cent, 459 and a half. March wheat up 3/4 of a cent at 610 and 3/4. And March beans down 12 cents at 1236 and a half. The meal closed down 330. The oil was down 20 ticks. The beans were pressured here today. The CONAB estimate at 155.3, while it was down almost 5 million from their last estimate, it's still above their record crop, and they're still looking at some big numbers out here. The corn estimate was almost a million metric tons under last time, but again, it's still a pretty big number, 117.6. But, you know, without any real exports out here and the big CONAB number, you know, it was just too much for the beans. I thought yesterday was a turnaround Tuesday, and we're back here lower today. It looks like the July-November spread, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I was saying, you know, back when the spread was around 70 cents, that I thought the spread had to go to around 50 cents. I'd like to see it hold these levels, but if we don't, if we start closing the spread under 48 cents, then I think we've got some more risk in this bean market. But I think that's really going to be up to what we see on the reports on Friday. Now, are they going to cut the yield a little bit on the beans? They might. If they do, that would be supportive because the bean carryout here in the U.S. is relatively tight. And with what's happening in Brazil, you know, we're looking at tighter world stocks, maybe 3 million metric tons lighter than it's been. The wheat market was pressured early by the beans. The dollar finished up just a little bit lower, about 19 ticks lower. But I think what really rallied the wheat, we rallied 7 cents off the lows. I think that was a case of what's happening in the Red Sea. The Houthi rebels, looks like over the past 48 hours, they've had at least 24 attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. The United States has responded by trying to knock down these drones. Doesn't look like any real damage has been done out there. But insurance rates are going to go up. If they have to go around the tip of South Africa to ship grain, it's going to be more expensive, more time-consuming, higher interest rate, higher insurance costs. So all that leads to a little bit of a plus for the American market, where we can export pretty freely out here without too much trouble and get the grain to need where it needs to go. So hopefully we'll see a pickup in exports, but so far there's no indication of that. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 350 on the wheat, 800 on the corn, 725 on the beans. The corn was able to rally 5 cents off its lows to close a quarter cent higher out here. Really didn't see much reason for it except that the wheat rallied a little bit, took the corn with it. The crude oil broke about $2.50 off its highs. That put some pressure on the bean oil. But I think, you know, the market's going to try to chop around until we get to Friday in the report. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.